they were in high school and they were doing really good being homeschooled, but they thought, how are we ever going to go to college? And how is that ever going to come about? Financially, we couldn't do it.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons encourage you to declare the hundredfold harvest as you sow your financial seed. Now, to begin today's lesson, here is Gloria Copeland.
Welcome, everybody, to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George has been with us for some days, and we're hearing about the supernatural wealth transfer for you and me.
That's
and
right.
Pastor.
That's
and
right.
All the believers. Hallelujah.
Yes.
This is a big deal.
Yep.
I believe it, George.
Gloria, I have so enjoyed being with you for these 2 weeks.
You're always
Once again, this has been a thrill to me, and congratulations on 300 prosperity broadcasts. Today is 300.
300.
300 of these that we've done together. That's so awesome. Wow.
That is good.
What a great time that we've
had. You've done wonderful job
doing
of teaching
this.
All of us more and more about abundance. Now, if you don't want abundance, you don't have to be bothered with it. Just send me your share. I'll take it.
I like it. Send it on into Gloria.
Somebody said, I've been rich and I've been poor and rich is
rich
better.
Rich is better. Well, it is. It's a thrill doing this with you, Gloria. And as we said when we first started, I said, you just can't exhaust the subject of prosperity. And you said, let's try.
We've done our best.
So we're doing our best to exhaust the subject of prosperity.
Next time we see George, he'll probably have 10 more messages.
We will. Amen. So let's get into the word here right away. Gloria, we're talking about the word from the Lord that Charles Capps had in 1978. And we'll go through this together. He said, financial inversion shall increase in these days. For you see, it is my desire, says the Lord, to move in the realm of your financial prosperity. But release me, saith the Lord, release me that I may come in your behalf and move on your behalf. For yes, 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 there shall be in this hour financial distress here and there. The economy shall go up and it will go down. But those that learn to walk in the Word, that's us.
Yes, it is.
Those that learn to walk in the Word, they shall see the prosperity of the Word come forth in this hour in a way that has not been seen by men in days past. Yes.
I'm open to that.
I am too. There is coming a financial inversion in the world system. It has been held in reservoirs of wicked men for days on end, but the end is nigh.
Now, an inversion is a turning upside down.
It's a turning upside down.
Praise God.
Or as you said the other day, a turning right side up.
Right side up, for the believers.
Those reservoirs have been tapped and shall be drained into the gospel of Jesus Christ. It shall be done, saith the Lord.
It shall be done.
And a reservoir, we found out, was a place where anything is collected in a great amount, a large or extra supply or stock, a reserve.
Yeah.
And so this word goes on to say, it shall be done in the time allotted, and so shall it be that the word of the Lord shall come to pass, that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just.
So in the time allotted, I would say means at the right time.
At the right time.
It's not going to be delayed.
At the right time.
Yeah.
And you mentioned something the other day about that allotted time is that's between now and the time that Jesus comes. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Hallelujah.
Predominantly in two ways shall it be done in this hour. Number one, those that have hoarded up or stored up because of the inspiration of the evil one and held the money from the gospel, and they shall be converted and they'll be drawn into the kingdom. But many, many will not. They'll not heed the voice of the Word of God. They'll turn aside to this and they'll turn to that and they'll walk in their own ways. But their ways will not work in this hour. It will dwindle and it will slip away as though it were in bags with holes in them. It will go here, it will go there, and they will wonder why it's not working now.
Mm-hmm.
It worked in days past, they will say. But it shall be, saith the Lord, that the word of the Lord shall rise within men of God of low esteem in the financial world. that shall claim the Word of God to be their very own and walk in the light of it as it has been set forth in the Word, and they will give.
Praise God.
They will begin to give small at first because that's all they have, but then it will increase. And through the hundredfold return, so shall it be that the reservoirs that have been held, the riches in days past, so shall it return to the hands of the giver. Because of the hundredfold return, shall the reservoirs be lost from the wicked and turned to the gospel. For it shall be in this hour that you will see things that you've never dreamed come to pass. Oh, it'll be strong at first in ways. Then it'll grow greater and greater until men will be astounded and the world will stand in awe because the ways of men have failed and the ways of God shall come forth.
Can I say something about that?
Yes, please.
Number seven. Some people might say, well, I just don't have anything worthwhile, anything very big I can sow.
Yeah.
But this scripture accommodates that. It says it'll be small at first.
At first.
So God never thinks little of a seed if it's given in faith. Now, everybody should do what they can do.
That's true.
But if you're in a situation, remember the widow and her two mites? She sowed it.
Oh, and look what happened.
And she
look
reaped.
Look what happened.
So even though you have a small seed,
that's good, Gloria.
Don't think it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little secret. We all started out with small seeds.
We have.
We definitely did.
I had a conversation on the phone with you one time. It was a few months ago. Somebody had sown something into the ministry here, and you were excited. You were excited about it. And you called me, and I could just tell how thrilled you were with it. And you said to me that day, you said, George, you said, don't ever give up on your seed.
That's right.
Don't ever give up on your seed. And I was thinking about that when we got off the phone, and I just started meditating on what you had said to me. And this thought came to me, and the Lord gave me several scriptures about this, but God never forgets a seed.
That's right.
You remember Cornelius, and his offerings came up
before God.
Before God. God remembered his giving.
Yes, amen.
So no matter how large or small.
Was it as a memorial?
As a memorial. That's what it was, yes. It was a memorial to the Lord. God remembers those seeds. And what came to me was that no matter, he knows every seed we've ever sown.
He does.
Every seed. He knows, Gloria, every seed that I sowed in 1985.
He does.
Every seed that went into the ground. Because there's a harvest attached to every seed that we sow.
Praise
and
God.
He wants us to reap it.
We reap it.
So what it says here, they'll begin to give small at first because that's all they have. But then it will increase.
I just saw why we reap it. If you have a field out here and you sow it, it doesn't belong to anybody else to reap.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And nobody can reap our harvest for us.
Yeah.
We have to reap.
We have to do it.
Put the sickle in.
Yes, ma'am.
Glory to God.
It's our responsibility.
I never really thought about that.
When we sow it, that's our field. That belongs to us. Yes. That's good.
We sow it and we reap it.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
And we believe for the hundredfold return.
Yes, we do.
Now, what it said in this word, then it will increase and through the hundredfold return, so shall it be, and that's number seven, so shall it be that the reservoirs that have held the riches in days past, so shall it return to the hands of the giver. Because of the hundredfold return, shall the reservoirs be lost from the wicked and turned to the gospel.
Now, I had a thought I'd never thought about before.
Okay.
Where it says, through the hundredfold return.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a sower and you don't believe in the hundredfold return, what are you going to do? It says it will be, they will begin to give small at first because that's all they have, but then it will increase and through the hundredfold return, so shall it be that the reservoirs that have held the riches in days past, so shall it return to the hands of the giver.
Yeah.
So if in the past you have negated yourself where the hundredfold return is, you've sown, but you said, I don't believe in that hundredfold return.
Mm.
Repent and start believing in it.
That's
if
right.
You want to have a harvest.
That's right.
Because that just says that's what it's going to take. It's through I believe in it, but that says it's through the hundredfold return.
That's right. And I remember when the Lord so dealt with you about that hundredfold return.
Yes, He did.
It was actually, you know, the word from the Lord through Charles is 1978. It was 1978 that the Lord talked to you about the hundredfold return. And in Hawaii, when that lady gave you the ring, the
emerald and diamond ring
and
that moved around.
Yeah, it would spin around.
Mm-hmm.
And
the spinner.
And you got a revelation from the Lord about the hundredfold return is working for me all the time. That was moving all the time.
I saw that
your return. Because you've sown jewelry, you've sown things, and that came back to you. So the hundredfold return,
it's always working. I wish I had it with me, but I didn't.
It's always working.
But it was a little diamond and emerald ring, and it just, when you moved, it moved.
Yep. Well, last time we were in the studio together, we shot some footage of it, so we'll
good.
Show it.
Oh,
we'll
good.
Show your ring.
Good.
But I've never forgotten that, Gloria, and I've never forgotten
praise
the
God.
Importance of the hundredfold return. And according to this word, it's the hundredfold return that will release the reservoirs.
Yep.
We need to be pulling on the hundredfold return.
That's right.
Again.
The hundredfold return is working for me all the time.
All the time.
Say that. I mean, get it in your mouth.
That's right. That's right.
Take it. Yeah.
And that's why we have to, some people have never heard of the hundredfold return before. So where do we get that? And if you look at point B on your notes.
Oh, good. You're going to teach it?
That's from Mark 10:28. And it says, Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and we followed you. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you that there is no man that has left house or brethren or sisters, mm-hmm. or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake in the Gospels, but he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time.
Yeah.
The hundredfold houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come. That's part of it.
Well, it's worth it.
Well, the persecutions is part of it, because if we have time, we'll go over there to Genesis 26 that talks about Isaac. And how the hundredfold return was working for him, Gloria, right in the middle of a famine.
That's right.
It was working on his behalf. Right. And
I'm going to draw a circle around now. He shall receive hundredfold now.
I'm drawing my circle right now.
In this time. Amen.
Yep.
I receive it.
Now in this time. And in your book, God's Will is Prosperity, I have pulled a couple of quotes from that book, Gloria. You said how great the hundredfold return is. Give a dollar, receive a hundred. Where in the natural world are you offered the return of 100 times your investment? If you double your money, you do well. If you receive 10 times your money, it's a marvelous deal. But who talks in terms of receiving a hundredfold of your investment?
Hundredfold.
Wow.
That's
big. And that's, it's so interesting to me, the connection between the draining of the reservoirs, the supernatural wealth transfer, has everything to do with the hundredfold return.
It does.
No wonder the devil has fought the hundredfold return all these years. No wonder he's tried to shut that down.
Give it up, devil.
Yeah, absolutely. Give it up, devil.
It belongs to the church.
And then in point four, Gloria said, After I let what the Word offers us in the hundredfold return become a reality to me, the Lord led me to continually give thanks for it every time I thought about it. And I quote Gloria, I would say, Thank you, Father, for the hundredfold return offered in your Word. It is such a generous return and it belongs to me.
Hallelujah.
You know, those words, Gloria, we've taken them for ourselves. And every time I think about the hundredfold return, I say the hundredfold return is working for me all the time. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
The hundredfold return is working for me all the time. And then Gloria, in number five, I'm quoting you again, you would say, Any faith words of praise that came into your spirit in regard to continually thanking God for the hundredfold return.
Yes.
So we thank God for that return. Father, I thank you for the hundredfold return. It's working.
Yes,
it's working for me all the time.
Praise.
And that hundredfold return is working on my behalf, and it is draining the reservoirs of supernatural wealth and bringing it into my household.
Yes,
now.
Amen.
Now,
hallelujah.
In this time, now in the name of
Thank
Jesus.
Thank you for the hundredfold return.
And you said in your book, Gloria, this Thanksgiving kept my faith active and operative to receive.
Yes.
I like that.
Praise
I like that.
God.
The thanksgiving that you gave God kept your faith alive. That's what thanksgiving and praise does.
Amen.
It keeps your faith alive. Oh, Father, I thank you. I praise you. I thank you that that hundredfold return is working for me and supernatural wealth transfer is coming to you.
Right.
Money
now.
Cometh to me now.
Now
in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name. Leroy Thompson.
Yeah, Leroy.
The money cometh to me now.
That's right.
So you said continually confessing the hundredfold return causes the seed of Mark 10, 29 through 30 to grow. That's how it grows.
Praise
That's
God.
How it, so is the kingdom of God, that as that farmer
you
goes
know,
out there.
I needed this. I think I've let that slip, that I have kind of not been confessing the hundredfold as I should.
Well, that's the job,
so
of, that's the job of Pastor George with the
Thank
congregation.
You, Pastor.
I think about this a lot in what I do as a pastor. I remind people.
That's right.
I bring things back to their remembrance lest they slip.
Lest they slip.
And fall away.
Amen.
So if you go to page 3, Gloria, we have just enough time to finish this up. Oh, this is exciting. I'm so excited about this. In Genesis 26, 12 through 14, we see the transfer of wealth to Isaac. It says in the Message translation, Isaac planted crops in that land of famine, and took in a huge harvest. God blessed him. The man got richer and richer by the day until he became very wealthy. He accumulated flocks and herds and many, many servants, so much so that the Philistines began to envy him.
Wow.
And I have down here, the Philistines envied him because their wealth was being transferred to Isaac. All these people that were working for the king, they were going over to work for Isaac because they saw that the blessing was on him. And if you see the quotes there, that's Charles Capps again, through the hundredfold return, so shall it be that the reservoirs that have held the riches in days past, so shall it return to the hands of the giver because of the hundredfold return, shall the reservoirs be lost from the wicked and turned to the gospel.
Praise God.
So I put down here.
Well, that says a lot, George.
It really does.
In other words, the hundredfold return is extremely important.
It's extremely important.
It's not just an option.
Right.
And it's important.
It has everything to do with supernatural wealth
transfer. And preaching
transfer.
The gospel all over the world.
And so you said the hundredfold return, continually confess that the hundredfold return is working for me.
Amen.
The hundredfold return
is working for
me. And so someone just happened to hand this to me. Look what's in the studio here, Gloria.
Well,
there's your ring.
There's the hundredfold return
The
ring.
Hundredfold return ring.
Now, this is what the lady gave me as I walked out of the restaurant in Hawaii. And I was thinking about and learning about the hundredfold return. And see how it's working?
Look at that.
Every time
Look
I move it.
Yeah, there's
now,
your close-up.
If I was totally still,
oh, my
sooner
goodness.
Or later it'd be still. But I'm not going to be totally
no,
still.
No, no, no. And do that close-up again. Do the close-up again.
Okay.
The hundredfold return. This one, you got it right there.
Okay.
The hundredfold return is working for me all the time. The hundredfold
Just
return
like that.
Is working for me all the time. The hundredfold
yes,
return is working for me all the time.
The time. Now you
and
say
as I,
that.
As I confess that and declare that, the reservoirs that have held the riches of the wicked are now coming to us in Jesus' name. We got them.
When you
we
sow,
got them.
Say.
Thank you. Thank
Glory
you.
Glory to God.
That's a gloryism.
Yep.
When you sow, say.
Amen.
Let me finish up with this one here. This last one right
okay.
here. That is a Gloria Copeland gloryism.
Oh, let's hear it.
It says, she said, under the curse, you diminish.
Mm-hmm.
Things flow away from you.
That's right.
Under the blessing, you increase. Things flow into you.
I like
the
that.
reservoirs that have held.
Most of the time, I really agree with her. This is a good one.
Well,
I
it
like
was
that.
The reservoirs that have been stored up are now flowing right now into the kingdom of God and into the people of the kingdom of God.
I think about Hoover Dam. We saw Hoover Dam one time.
Yeah, motorcycle trip.
Man, yeah. Lots of water held up.
Yep.
It was a reservoir of a tremendous, is a reservoir of tremendous amount of water.
That's right.
Now, you open the gate.
Yep. And
boy,
you'll see.
You could flood the whole country.
Not
over
a trickle,
there.
Not a stream,
not a river,
but a flood. It's flood stage.
Flood stage.
Praise God, Gloria.
Good.
I have so enjoyed doing this.
Oh.
And let's congratulations on 300 days of prosperity.
Praise God, George. You've done a great job. When you sow, say.
When you sow, say.
I got that. George and I'll be right back.
I'm Jackie Ryan, and I'm from Sterling Heights, Michigan. I'd homeschooled my kids, all four of my sons. And we didn't watch TV. We did videos. And the videos we chose was Wichita Slim, Bill, you know, Gospel Bill, all those videos. And that's what my kids grew up on. That was their TV. And that, so they had grown up on that, and they just loved it. It just filled them and built them. And so when the opportunity came that they were going to do a Super Kid Academy, in my kids' hearts was to have an actual Super Kid Academy. And that they thought that would be the awesomest, coolest thing for them and for the next generations. So when that came, that they were going to do that, my kids right away said, "Ooh, we want to be part of that." So we began the very first time Kelly had announced it, and you know, at EMIC, that they were going to build that. We had been listening to that broadcast, and we said, we're sowing into that. So each of my sons did, and they began to believe God for things that they were believing for, which was college. They were in high school, and they were doing really good, being homeschooled, but they thought, how are we ever going to go to college, and how is that ever going to come about? Financially, we couldn't do it. So that's when we believed God for all their college education to be paid in full. Debt-free, they would walk out of college. And so they began. And so we all began to believe God for that and other things we did too. So my first son began to look for college. And he thought, you know, I sowed seed and I believe God and we used our faith. So we had went to an orientation and they had said, is there anybody who really wants to go to this college? Come down to the front and talk to us. So I went down to the front and I had, my son was, I didn't know, was behind me. He was in another class and he had come behind me. And I had said, you know, my son would really love to go to college and that, and he has been believing to go to college and that we believe God to get him to college. So he says, give me his name and tomorrow I'll see what I can do. So the very next day we got a call. He had a full ride to college. And we were just thanking God, because it was like unbelievable to have that happen, but it happened. And we knew it was God. My next son, when he was beginning to graduate high school, and he was like, okay, what about me and that? So he began to sow. He went into, did children's ministry at our church and was awesome at it. And he began to believe God too. God, what about me? You know, do you have something for me? And sure enough, as the years went on, he ended up to getting exactly the same thing, another full ride, paid in full, debt free, walked out of college. And that, so then my third son, who was my overachiever, he basically graduated high school early at 16. So he ended up going to college early. And of course, with him, we started out the same way. And then sure enough, it was scholarships and it was actually credits that he got and everything. He ended up graduating college with a bachelor's degree at 18. And we knew that was God. And that, and again, walked out of college debt-free. So each of my sons, my first son is a mechanical engineer. My second son is an electrical computer engineer. And my third son, he is a paramedic, fireman, and now a police officer. And that, so he really loves to help people. But yeah, now I'm on my fourth son who just graduated this year. So again, we are believing God and we know God will be so faithful to us and come through for us. And we just are so thankful at all the miracles God has done in our family's life. It's that foundation. You're building and you're building and you're building. And that's what, even with Commander Kelly and all that she did, what rings in all my kids' ears is that word of God. They've heard and heard, and they know, and they've lived it, and they walk it out, and it works. The word does work. It does. God is so faithful to those who put their trust in Him. And that's what we did. And that it was impossible for any of my sons to go to college, but yet God made a way. Where there seemed no way, He made a way for our family.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.